You are welcome to the Buy in Grace podcast. Your host is Evangelist Emmanuel, and today's episode will empower your soul in Jesus' name.
You are welcome to episode 7 of the Power in Grace podcast, and today's title is What is the reality of eternal security? What is the reality of eternal security? Eternal security is referred to as a long-lasting enjoyment in heaven. But I was shocked when I heard some pastors defining eternal security as the freedom to do anything in this world as long as you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. The preaching of these false teachers implies that you can simultaneously be a Christian and a sinner to gain heaven. What a contradictory expression. The pattern of God's salvation in the Old Testament involved a lot of ceremonial and sacrificial laws, which were referred to as works in the New Testament. But the pattern of God's salvation in the New Testament involved the supreme sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And eternal security is a guarantee for anyone who believes in his teachings and power of resurrection. What is the main key that opens the door to eternal security? I must tell you the truth that the master key that opens the door to eternal security is repentance. The purpose of Jesus on earth is to secure our eternal life. And that is the essence of his first preaching in Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, which reads in New King James Version, "Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" Repentance is an act of changing one's lifestyle from committing sins to living a holy life. The salvation of Jesus for your life is free. Thus, the only need is your readiness to believe and live by his principle of holiness. The false teachers in our generation said that you will get eternal security if you accept Jesus as your Savior and you are free to do anything you like in the world. But such teachings are wrong and misleading. If Jesus wants us to live our lives anyhow, he would not spend his whole life moving from one place to another to teach the principle of holy lifestyle. The Lord is patiently waiting for sinners to repent because repentance is the only way to enjoy the eternal security according to the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 9, which says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." You do not need to work for your salvation, because Jesus had done all the works on the cross. So, sin and death would not have power over you when you genuinely surrender your total life to Jesus. You are saved when you repent from sinful lifestyles to holy lifestyles described by Jesus in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus says in the book of Luke chapter 15, verses 7, "I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Your holy lifestyle and the salvation of Jesus Christ through his power and grace is the only reality of your eternal security to heaven. Somebody asked me that, can a Christian lose his salvation? The answer is yes. A Christian can lose his salvation. You lose your salvation when you go back to sinful lifestyle. As simple as that. The book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 26 and 27 says, for if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. There is no eternal security for disobedient Christians. Get it right. No sinner will dwell with God in heaven. So do not be deceived by the famous false preachers who spread the wrong teachings of eternal security. The salvation of Jesus Christ is available to people whose humble hearts are filled with repentance. The book of 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 18 says, now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? The salvation of Jesus will not act as an eternal security to the active sinners in the church who choose to be lukewarm Christians. God's judgment in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 15 and 16 says, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. What these verses implies is the Lord wants us not to sit on the fence, but to belong to a particular side. You either be in the side of holiness or you be in the side of unholiness. So if you want to be hot in the Lord, you must maintain his holy lifestyle. But if you want to be of the worldly lifestyle, then you can grow cold and just choose to be for the world. But the Lord is calling you out of worldliness. The Lord is calling you out of sin. He wants you to come back to him and live according to the lifestyle he designed for humanity to live. He wants you to live a life of holiness. It's only the life of holiness that can give you an eternal security. The Lord told me in a vision that I should preach to the whole world. Tell all sinners that as long as they are ready to follow me, I will forgive them all their sins. I will cleanse them and make them holy. No sinner will dwell with me in heaven, says the Lord. So please, don't be deceived by false pastors who tell you that just accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and that is all, so you can live your life the way you want it to be. No! You have to live your life the way the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to live it. And that is why the Bible is available for you. If you look at our government policy, in fact, in the land, there's the law that guides every citizen. If you break the law of the land, you'll be imprisoned. It's the same thing too for anybody who wants to dwell with God in heaven. You must follow the laws that guys living in heaven. I'm not talking about Moses' law going ahead to look for ram or sheep to kill for blood sacrifices. No, I'm not talking about sacrificial law here. I'm talking about the commandment that guides Christians according to the instruction the Lord Jesus Christ gave to us in the Bible. How could you say you are a Christian and you still indulge yourself in sinful lifestyles such as lies, clubbing, gambling? For goodness sake, that is not what God is calling us to. And don't be deceived by anyone that because you put on a big cross on your chest, then you get to heaven, that your heaven is secure. No! If you have the biggest cross on your neck and you dwell in sin, you go nowhere near heaven. So the Lord is calling every one of us to repentance. And when we give our life to Him, He expects us to live a holy lifestyle. And that is what is so simply called the eternal security. When you are living a holy lifestyle, then your heaven is secured. But you can continue to live in sin and still want to have a secured heaven with God. It's not possible. The Lord is calling you to repentance today. He wants you to give your total life to Him. Come out from the abuse of the drugs you are. Come out from the sinful sexual life you dwell in. Come to Jesus. He wants to receive you. Tell Him, Father, I'm ready to dwell with You. I want you to know one thing very clear, that living on this earth is very temporary. You can live to 120 years on this earth. It's still very, very minute compared to eternity. Eternity has no time. Eternity has no watch. So why will you use the little time you have on earth here to affect your eternity to where you would never want to be ordinarily? No one on earth will ever imagine dwelling with devil in the lake of fire. God did not design lake of fire for you. He designed your eternal security to be with Him in heaven, where you will enjoy forever. But the only way to have your eternal security is to come back to Jesus with all your heart. And I pray the Lord will receive you in Jesus' name. Be careful of not being trapped into the false teachings of eternal security. Shall we pray? O Lord, save us from deceits of the false preachers and allow Your power of salvation to sustain our eternal security.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have been richly blessed. For more inspirational messages, please subscribe to www.fireandgrace.com. Thank you.